Well, today we're visiting with Cass County Director of Public Health, Beth Olson. Wanted to kind of get an update on where we are here. It's been a couple of weeks now, Beth, since we've had a chance to visit. Good morning, by the way, and thanks for spending some time.
Absolutely. How are you today?
Well, good. We're still good. We're still moving forward, but still taking all those precautions that we're supposed to take. I wanted to kind of get an update because it's been a couple of weeks since you and I have had a chance to speak. We've seen some confirmed cases of COVID-19 pop up in most of the counties around us by now. How is Cass County doing?
Well, so far, we do still have zero confirmed cases. Looking at the state of Iowa, we're well over 600 confirmed cases in the state of Iowa and over 11 deaths now as well. So, like you said, it is kind of closing in on Cass County, and we're kind of seeing it come as a wave across the state from the eastern side of Iowa coming more over to the western side of Iowa now.
And as we say, there are no confirmed cases. It would be kind of silly for us to assume there are no people walking around in Cass County without maybe some form of COVID-19.
I do agree with that statement, Jim. It's so widespread throughout Iowa, and we live in such a mobile society. It would be hard to believe that we had no cases in Cass County at this time, and I truly believe we just probably haven't had anyone come in that's tested positive yet. But I doesn't mean there's not individuals walking around with a mild illness out there.
Well, we're getting directives, and guidelines from so many different places, from the federal government, the state government, local officials. I mean, there are so many different places that we're getting recommendations. How are we doing, do you think, so far here locally in trying to follow these best safe practices?
You know, we participate in conference calls. We have the Emergency Operations Center open, and Mike Cannon, our Cass County Emergency Manager, does a nice job leading those calls, and we have superintendents and town mayors and law enforcement, EMS, the hospital, public health. We all call into those into that conference call 3 times a week, and it seems the consensus of the group is that people are really kind of embracing the stay-at-home guidance that the governor's issued for us. And of course, there's always going to be little pockets of people who aren't following that guidance. But it really seems that, businesses have complied and that, people understand this is what we have to do to slow and stop the spread of COVID-19.
Well, we're seeing some of these practices put in place not only at home with our families and friends, but we're seeing that in different businesses. There are a number of essential businesses that need to remain open, and a lot of them seem like they're taking this to heart and taking the best precautions they can.
Absolutely. And I've even had some business owners reach out to me, and they said, I know I can't be open to the public, but can I do delivery of an item, or can I do a curbside pickup? And, absolutely. If you can do that and still serve the public without having them come into your store or into your restaurant or establishment, that's great. If you can still keep some business up that way. But you're right. A lot of businesses have also essential businesses, I should say, have locked their doors to the public just to stop that, foot traffic coming in and out. Speaking for our public health office, we've locked the door and just gone to by appointment only, where we're going to ask people a series of questions to make sure they're well before we allow them to come into our office.
You bet. Well, you lead me right into that then. Let's talk a little bit about some of those guidelines. I think we should probably take our pointers from the folks who are the healthcare professionals here locally, and CCHS has changed some of their guidelines on how they're going to deal with just pretty much everybody that walks in the door.
They have. I know they've implemented a screening process to make sure that any individuals who may be symptomatic are getting routed to the right area of the hospital. And that's just to not only protect our frontline staff who are responding to, the COVID, emergence across the state of Iowa and into Cass County, but also to protect our visitors and, new moms and babies. And those are just processes that the hospital needs to put in place, and I'm thankful that they have, to protect visitors, patients, as well as employees.
You know, you don't want to downplay this. It's a public health emergency. It is a very important thing that we're having to work through. But it is painful in a lot of different ways for folks, including financially, including, you know, folks missing out on an important time of the year for their faith. People not being able to gather in many ways, and in some cases, people struggling to get some of the essentials and things that we need. You know, we're asking an awful lot of folks.
We are, and I understand that, and it's, you know, and especially when it feels like right now we feel like there's no end in sight, and it's not even here yet, so why are we having to do all of these measures? But it is so important that we continue to stay at home, practice that social distancing, only go to the grocery store once a week or every couple weeks, because that can slow the spread in Cass County, and that can slow that impact, and the sooner we all comply and, you know, go with these new regulations, maybe the sooner that we can get back to, our new normal, whatever that might look like after the COVID response.
Sure. Well, everybody seems to have an opinion, and I don't know how many of them are accurate, or maybe they're all a little accurate in some way. But we've not seen the kind of massive impact yet in Iowa that has been seen in other parts of the country. Do you have any opinions or any thoughts about why that is? Are we just kind of taking this to heart and working on this a little harder here?
You know, I think that, and on every conference call I'm on with the Iowa Department of Public Health, they say, you know, it's coming. We don't have the population that New York City does and California does. So I don't think that we will have, the huge just numbers that are coming out of those cities, but they also have so many people living in that city. The population density compared to rural Iowa is much different. People just live in very close quarters, and we know that's how this spreads. They have mass transit that people were using. There's just a lot of ways for people to get sick and impact a lot of people, in a city like New York, where there's hundreds of thousands of individuals that, you know, you're passing by every day.
Well, and New York seems to be our gateway to the world in some respects, too. A lot of flights from overseas come in and out of there, so it's a lot easier to move that virus.
Exactly, and, you know, that's what people have always called Iowa, kind of a flyover state, and maybe that is, you know, another reason that we're not, you know, quite seeing, the spread that some of those, you know, Washington, D.C., or Washington, as well as California or New York are experiencing, because we don't have the travel into our states, and we are maybe more of a flyover state. But like I said, I think one of the big ones is that our population, we just don't have individuals in, large apartment complexes and large businesses and that sort of thing. We just tend to be spaced out a bit more here in rural Iowa.
Yeah. Let me ask you about some of the personal protective gear, too. Not so much on the hospital standpoint, but from our own standpoint. I've seen some folks wearing masks. I've seen some folks in the grocery store wearing rubber gloves and things. Is that necessary? Is that called for these days?
You know, the guidance is constantly changing, so I hate to make a definitive statement on that. But masks are worn to keep you from coughing or sneezing and spreading droplets onto somebody else or onto a surface. So if you are ill, yes, you should absolutely be wearing a mask. You shouldn't be out in public in the first place if you are ill. But that's the point of the mask. The mask is going to protect other people on the other side of the mask from catching whatever you might cough or sneeze. And that's one of the reasons that the hospital has implemented putting a mask on everybody, every visitor and patient who walks in the door, because we want to make sure if anybody is symptomatic that they are covering their coughs and sneezes with that mask. As for the rubber gloves, if you're touching a surface that's contaminated and then you're still touching your hand, your face, your eyes, whatever it might be with those dirty gloves, you're still putting the virus in your mouth or in your eyes, whichever area you might be touching. So, you know, the gloves may be a bit excessive. Obviously, healthcare providers are wearing those when they're having direct patient contact. But hand washing is really the best thing you can do. When you go to the grocery store, use one of the sanitizing wipes. use the hand sanitizer. You know, try not to touch more things than what you actually need to put into your cart, and then try and sanitize your hands before you leave the parking lot, and wash your hands as soon as you get home and unload your groceries too. I mean, that's really the best advice that I can give anybody is wash your hands, cover your coughs and sneezes, and stay home.
Can't those gloves sometimes give us maybe a false sense of security where we think we're fine so we don't follow some of the other protocols?
I do think that. And, you know, I've seen some individuals myself in the grocery store that, you know, they have the gloves on, but you're still touching other surfaces and then, you know, touching your purse or scratching your face, whatever it might be, so that you're still getting the virus. If you were touching something that had the virus on it, you can still contract it, you know, by putting your hands in your mouth, by rubbing your face, whatever it might be. So I think it does give people, you know, if they want to wear gloves, you know, I mean, I guess that's more power to them. But the best thing you can do is wash your hands.
Absolutely. Oh, Beth, I just want to kind of end with this then, too. We're at a point now where we're seeing other places in the country maybe struggle a lot more than we do here. I just feel like there's still a chance that people are going to say, all right, we've done a great job. Now we can kind of get back to normal again. We're still not at a point where we can relax some of the things that we've been doing. I know it's frustrating, and folks would like to get back to normal as soon as humanly possible, but we have to make sure that we do it in a safe way with the guidance that we're given.
Absolutely, and it is not time to release those guidelines yet. And I know that's really hard for people. You know, kids wanting to finish out the school year and with Easter coming up, I know that is so hard for people to hear that we should not be gathering. You should not be playing sports in groups yet. But we have to do this. You know, Iowa has not even, I mean, we haven't even begun to see the impact that this is going to have across the state of Iowa. There's still many of us, just like Cass County, that we haven't even had our first case yet. And I think, you know, the next 2 or 3 weeks, we really might see a huge change across Iowa, and people need to stay home so we can break that peak and then not have as many people become severely ill with COVID.
Very good. Beth Olson is the Cass County Director of Public Health. Thanks so much for your time, Beth. Appreciate it. Thanks for all the guidance.
Thanks for having me.